A Montana legislator sent a female colleague harassing text messages in 2017, leading to his resignation as chairman of the State Tribal Relations Committee. This information came to light today in an investigation reported by the Associated Press. According to the AP, Democratic Representative Jonathan Windyboy from Box Elder was named by former Republican House Speaker Austin Knutson as the legislator accused of sending harassing texts. The AP's Amy Beth Hansen is covering the story along with her colleague Matt Voles. Amy, what does the report show us?
The report shows us that a complaint was made against Jonathan Windyboy. An investigator looked into it, found it to have merit, and legislative leadership discussed it, and former Speaker Austin Knutson was talking about removing him from a committee chairmanship. Democratic leadership asked to be able to talk to him first, and he resigned before he could be removed.
And when did this happen?
The text messages happened between August and October of 2017. The complaint was made in January, and he resigned from the committee chairmanship in that spring, March or April.
You received some pretty heavily redacted documents about this investigation. Where did those come from, and what does that tell you about the extent of the content in these texts and who they were between?
The report talks about two people that received texts from Windyboy, one being a fellow legislator, which led to this report, and an earlier one that appeared to be a legislative staffer that I don't think was a formal report, but more of a knock-it-off kind of thing.
And the redacted report doesn't actually say Windyboy, but it was confirmed by Speaker Knutson that that's who it is being referred to. Is that correct?
Yes.
Representative Windyboy, what has he said since this has become public?
He declined to comment. He referred me to his attorney, and I asked who that was, and then he just said, I declined to comment. So.
And this is all coming out right as legislatures adopted its sexual harassment policies, discrimination policies. Did this case lead to those?
This case helped move it along. Both former House Minority Leader Jeniak said it helped push things along. Knutson said it helped change his vote on the matter.
What isn't known at this point? What are you still looking into?
Well, the name of the porter, the reporting legislator, is redacted, and we don't know, and really wouldn't intend to publish it anyway. And we don't know who the staffer was or who that person might have reported to, and who might have, at that point, directed him to knock it off.
Amy Beth Hansen, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Reporters Amy Beth Hansen and Matt Voles with the Associated Press released a story today outlining an investigation into harassing text messages sent from Democratic Representative Jonathan Windyboy to a female lawmaker. The messages called the unnamed recipient gorgeous and, quote, a wonderful sight for my sore eyes, unquote. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.